It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared how to transition a ventilated adult or child from intensive care to a home care environment. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share with you another article from the ABC that was published on June the 2nd, 2017. The article says, "Where do you want to die?" Most Australians say at home, but end life in hospital. This is another great article that just highlights again the inefficiencies in the Australian healthcare system, where people don't get what they want at the end of their lives. A new report from the ABC shows the irony of a failing system at the end of life of some patients. The irony of the system is that people don't get what they want, and it's actually more expensive for the taxpayer to keep funding a system that's inefficient and doesn't deliver on a win-win situation. You may wonder, what's a win-win situation? Well, a win-win situation in this context is to provide palliative care at home for people who want to die at home. This includes critically ill patients in intensive care who are approaching their end of life. Most families in intensive care, when asked and offered a choice, want their loved one to die at home, period. Intensive care units only offer a one-size-fits-all end-of-life situation, and it's failing people. This gives people actually what they want. It's more cost-effective, and hospitals and intensive care units can use their resources for more acutely unwell people. That should be self-explanatory and intuitive, but the health system and intensive care is far from intuitive. It's a stiff system designed to please bureaucrats, but not patients, families, or the taxpayer. Home healthcare as of 2017 in Australia remains 30 years behind home healthcare in most European countries, and a change is way overdue. So I put a link below this video to the article on the ABC, "Where Do You Want to Die? Most Australians Say at Home, but End Life in Hospital." So, what are your thoughts? Where do you think? Do you want to die at home or in a hospital or in intensive care? What about your family? Where do they want to die? Leave your comments on the blog. If you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care or long-term acute care, also nursing homes, or if you find that you have insufficient support for your loved one at home on a ventilator, or if you have any questions, please send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com. That's Patrick just with a K at the end. Or call on one of the numbers on the top of the website. You can also check out our career section. We are also an NDIS, TAC in Victoria, and Department of Veteran Affairs approved community service provider in Australia. We are also part of the Royal Melbourne Health Accelerator Program. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.